Rapids and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper, from the real world to the White House. One of President-elect Donald Trump's new cabinet picks, yes, used to be on MTV, and with Senate confirmation, could lead one of the biggest government agencies. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Former Wisconsin Republican representative and current Fox Business co-host Sean Duffy has been chosen by President-elect Trump to be his transportation secretary. Duffy saying on Fox Business after the election and as Trump began announcing his choices,
"We're going to get America First agenda through the Senate." And to the American people.
The president-elect says that Duffy will prioritize excellence, competence, competitiveness, and beauty when rebuilding America's highways, tunnels, bridges, and airports.
To China, where a vehicle is plowed into students at a primary school right at the start of the school day. The BBC's Laura Bicker says many injuries have been reported.
The crash took place outside Yong'an Primary School in the central Chinese city of Changde at 8 in the morning, just as students were heading to class. The driver has been arrested, according to state media.
This comes just days after another attack in China at a sports complex that killed 35 people. California Governor Gavin Newsom will defer his decision on the Menendez brothers' clemency petition. Instead, his office says he is allowing the incoming Los Angeles County District Attorney to review that case. It was an Uber driver who called for help when he saw someone being attacked with a knife. Turns out it was part of a stabbing spree in Manhattan, where three people were slashed randomly and all died. CBS New York's Jennifer Bisram has more on the suspect, who's under arrest.
Police say he has several prior arrests for robbery and grand larceny in New York and New Jersey.
He's a male Hispanic, 51 years old. He appears to be undomiciled. He has 8 prior arrests, last being for a grand larceny October of this year.
Police sources say he lived in a homeless shelter and struggles with mental health.
The water in western North Carolina is back on following deadly storms there.
For the first time since Hurricane Helene swamped the mountains of western North Carolina nearly 2 months ago, some 100,000 residents in and near Asheville will be able to drink and bathe with water from their faucets.
Customers may resume normal usage of the water system. It is no longer advisable to use bottled water for consumption. Normal use for consumption and hygiene may resume.
Clay Chandler is a spokesman for Asheville's Water Resources Department. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A pioneer in the travel world has died. Arthur Frommer wrote on travel with guidebooks like Europe on $5 a day. That was in 1957, and he continued for decades. Frommer was 95 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yeah, the Packers beat the Bears for the 11th time in a row, setting a new franchise record. Green Bay's Carl Brooks blocking the Bears' attempt to kick a winning field goal. Final score, Packers 20, Bears 19. Matt LaFleur.
Just like you draw it up, right? First of all, got to give Chicago a ton of credit. We knew this is a National Football League. You got to come with your best every week.
College football, the Badgers fired Phil Longo, their offensive coordinator, after losing to Oregon 16-13. Luke Fickell.
Those guys in that locker room, obviously, they fought their butts off. They did everything we asked them to do. They played the way we wanted them to play and we expected them to play. We just right now haven't found a way to be able to finish.
NBA, the Bucks host the Rockets tonight. Doc Rivers fined $25,000 for criticizing the rest after losing to the Hornets Saturday night.
Go back 3 plays when Giannis dunks. The whole team fouled him. The whole team fouled him. And it's a no call.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted, meaningless snooze fest referred to too often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight. Temperatures rising to the lower 50s by daybreak. Gusty east to southeast winds up around 40. Morning rain Tuesday. High temperatures will warm to the upper 50s. As our winds turn to the southwest, they'll be gusty. Right now, it's 51.
Maggie Dawn.
Does it seem like the world operates like there's two different sets of rules? Rules for some people and then rules for everybody else? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Hang on just a second. Let me get into producer mode here and put Stephen on the air. On the line with us is Stephen Spoonamore. He's a data security expert and whistleblower. Website substack.com/@Spoonamore, Spoonamore. He's also on Twitter, Threads, and Blue Sky, @Spoonamore. And Stephen has been on our program back in 2008 and 2012 following those elections. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. Back in the day, you and I were talking about how in the 2004 election, for example, we were concerned about how Ken Blackwell shipped the results of the Ohio election off to some other state. You'll have to remind me.
Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Off to Kentucky. And then when they came back, all of a sudden, John Kerry had lost. And I recall in the 2006 election, I used to live in Georgia. And when I think it was the 2006 election, when Max Cleland was polling.
2002.
Thank you. Because I was living in Atlanta at the time. In the 2002 election, Max Cleland, the war hero, was polling 2 points ahead. And David Perdue, as I recall, was polling 2 points behind. There was a four point
Chambliss.
Saxby Chambliss. Thank you very much.
Saxby Chambliss, yeah. That was the Saxby Chambliss Cleland swap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Cleland had left three limbs on the ground in Vietnam. He was a genuine war hero, and Chambliss was attacking him as being unpatriotic. And Chambliss won that election by the exact opposite. It was as if somebody had flipped the election upside down. I recall we talked about that. This time around, there's this thing called bullet ballots. And those things had me scratching my head. And I'm still not sure, what's going on here. I'm trying to be skeptical and agnostic about
all
this stuff.
Yeah, I've been... and I think that one of the things that, I'm glad that Ziegler's, book was promoted ahead of me. Yeah. I mean, I've always said it's like my expertise is in building hardware, and I've built a lot of it, and a lot of it is been used and customized so that it does multiple things, both what the user sees it's doing, and underneath it has other activities going on to back up law enforcement or find money laundering or do audits. So I was explaining to people, computers are, and they're getting denser and denser. So I am going to own that my initial nomenclature of saying it's a bullet ballot or a drop-off vote, I was conflating them. And let me explain what the two things are. And we don't know which it is until the ballots are actually inspected. A bullet ballot is a ballot which actually exists. It's on paper. That only, hopefully on paper, that only has one selection in one race. So somebody went to the polls, said, I want a ballot. They checked off one box, turned it in, left. It's called a bullet ballot.
Right. And typically, the ones we're talking about here are people who just voted for Trump.
Correct. Except that I'm increasingly thinking, in a lot of cases, the bullet ballot isn't there. The hack could have unfolded two ways. One, the e-poll books, which are all networked, all online, statewide, and it turns out most of them had very easy access for Mr. Musk because they're also were being backed up across Starlink, have to be checked that a voter went there. Well, okay, there's two theories. One, toward the end of the day, they have great voter profiling on everybody. Musk had his lottery and built this list of people who had pledged to vote for Trump. They know who's actually voted because the poll book data is in front of them. So they can very accurately project what the outcome of the state was going to be. Say, we're about 30,000 votes short. Great. So you check the box on 30,000 lottery-pledged Trump voters. And then, provided you have a hack in the tabulator, you add 30,000 votes in the matching precincts of those tabulators. It is a pretty sophisticated attack. And I tell people, you know, they say that sounds, you know, and some people think it's nuts. But I have actually run operations larger than that, where we have infiltrated hundreds of credit card machines on behalf of the company that wants us to do so. The credit card machine is doing its proper job, just like the e-poll book and the tabulator were. But it's also sending out additional data that we are hoping is stolen by gangs, that we are tracking that data to find them. We've done this in the numbers of hundreds. Right. So here you have a perfectly functional machine that's also doing additional and nefarious activity now, underneath it.
Yeah. So, you know, I get all that. And you know, what you're suggesting essentially is that, you know, there might have been some hanky-panky around this election, that statistically there were more people just voting the bullet ballots, more people just voting for Trump in the swing states than not in the swing states. That there was
correct,
an anomaly.
By orders of magnitude.
But also, you know, the flip side of that, Stephen, is that these right-wing billionaires dropped, you know, I mean, nobody knows the numbers yet, and an awful lot of this is dark money that we'll never know, but several billion dollars into those seven swing states in massive advertising, which could that not just also easily account for people being motivated to just go in and just check the box for Donald Trump, and that's it.
Fantastic. Then let's hand recount some ballots. We'll find out. And I presented in my letter to Ms. Harris, look, you take Arizona and Nevada, both of which have these extraordinary numbers of just Trump votes, 5.5% of his total, close to 7% of his total in one state. Right across the border from those states in Utah, Oregon, Idaho, who have the same media markets, you're bounding those states, the averages are 1/5 of 1%, 1/10 of 1%, which is the normal thing you see in a presidential election. Mm-hmm. So the media market, I mean, why is it so much different the moment you cross the border? And by the way, Kudu to Utah, I've never seen that complete. The state of Utah, less than 1/100 of 1% of Utah voters do not fill out their whole ballot.
Wow. Well, Utah
they have this tradition. Voters.
Yeah, they have a real tradition of social
engagement.
They're
dedicated voters, and I respect that.
Yeah, me too. You know, and it's promoted by the Mormon Church there. But so what you're saying is that specifically in those two states, in Arizona and what was the other one?
Nevada.
We saw 5% and 7% of the ballots were people who only voted for Trump.
That is what the numbers are showing us, and all I got to do is actually do a hand recount, and great. I've said, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do.
Yeah, so, it's hard to argue with that. I mean, now on the other hand, you know, Donald Trump and his buddies yelling for 4 years now that the 2020 election was stolen from him.
have really tarnished the reputation of anybody who dares suggest that there might be something wrong with our election systems.
I get it, and you and I know. I mean, I am the one that came forward with Saxby Chambliss versus Max Cleland, and people screamed to me, "How dare you question our elections?" And then eventually we got the actual code that was inserted leaked, and then I've ever told you this, but Max Cleland eventually took me to lunch around 2007 and 2008 and apologized. He should have taken it more seriously.
Wow.
And John Kerry laughed at me in 2004. And honestly, and this is the thing, Tom, you said 2008, I didn't see anything wrong. I didn't see anything wrong in 12. I didn't see anything wrong in 16. I didn't see anything wrong in 2020. I mean, I thought Donald Trump legitimately won 2016, or at least was close. Sure, yeah. There was Russian propaganda and psychological hacking, but I didn't see anything at the electronic level that I said, that's a problem.
Right.
This is the first time that I've, in a long time, that I look at the numbers and go, okay, these numbers are bonkers. And what set me off on the thing was, I actually live in Centre County, Pennsylvania, and we were one of the places that received one of these bomb threats. And I'm like, okay, in the world of cybersecurity, in network security especially, if people are going to do an intrusion, they generally have it planned in advance, they have their stuff put in advance, but fairly often they'll throw a distraction in to make you look at something else.
Right.
When this wave of bomb threats came in that were being attributed to Russia, I looked at them and this was my thought. I said, holy smoke, these are targeting tabulation and ballot collection areas that they want to break the custody chain so you can't do a recount.
Oh, interesting. Stephen, I only have a minute 50 seconds here before we hit a break I can't control.
Go ahead, Tom.
What can people do about this? How can they educate
themselves? Someone's got to get – here's the thing. It's scale – our legal system requires an aggrieved party who's been harmed.
Right.
If there's going to be a hand recount at scale, the only person in America who can request it is Kamala Harris.
Huh.
We have groups organizing in three states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan, where their voters can request at the precinct level, say, I don't trust my precinct, I'd like it recounted.
Mm-hmm.
But the BOEs don't have to do those recounts before they actually certify the election. They have to provide that data, but they can finish their work, certify the election, then go back and give them the exact details on the presumption, in their view, that it won't change the election. The only person at this point who can actually look at this and see if it changed the election is her.
So how do we lobby her to get to do this recount?
I sent a duty to warn letter. I've spoken to half a dozen people that claim to be close to her. Last night I was told by a lawyer that he doesn't think she's actually read it. I'm like, I don't know. I mailed it, per the address to where her office is.
Well,
somebody's got to tell her.
Any kind of letter going to anybody in D.C. has to go through the anthrax scan, which takes about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it does.
So odds are she hasn't even gotten the letter. Is there a website that you would direct people to who want more information, Stephen Spoonamore?
I actually really like Lulu Freestat's group. I think you've talked to her before.
It's
smartelections.us. Incredibly capable people, and they've been helping organize a number of data scientists and lawyers associated with the three efforts where there will be a few precinct-level recounts.
Okay.
And they have some great data.
SmartElections.us.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stephen Spoonamore. Stephen, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for the
Tom.
Great work you're doing.
Keep up your great work. Thank you.
Back at you. We'll be back. Thank you, Stephen. I'll be back with the rest of you here in just a minute with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can find Stephen, by the way, on Twitter, Threads, and Blue Sky at Spoonamore, Spoonamore. Louise and I were looking for CBD to help us sleep and have more calmness at bedtime. CB Distilleries CBD has helped hugely. 90% of their customers report better sleep with CBD, and 81% say CBD helps with stress and anxiety. CB Distillery has a full range of carefully formulated CBD and other plant-based solutions, is packed with whole-body healing plant compounds and vital nutrients, And they have 100% clean ingredients. No artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. If you're frustrated with a health concern that's not getting better, try CBD from the source I trust, CB Distillery. Let me get you on the right path with my 20% discount. Just visit cbdistillery.com and enter my code TOM, T-H-O-M, for your discount. That's it. No prescription required. At cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community, and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's that most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family car gatherings and holiday parties can be fun, and they're filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, a little more holiday goodies on the plate than usual, and our health can take a hit. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven antibiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion. It supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your new year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. And I'm telling you, this stuff actually works. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide.
A political rage. They twist the word to fit their own plans, and now they're using courts to tighten their hands. This is the unholy alliance.
Yeah, it's the unholy alliance between church and state. Welcome back. How Trump plans to silence dissent is the title of a piece over at MotherJones.com by Vince Bessier, I believe. And he says, he writes, Donald Trump has made it clear that there are groups that he wants to punish. Immigrants, transgender people. He said, but less discussed, protesters. He hopes to discipline and potentially prosecute civil disobedience, people who show up on the, in the streets and protest with increased force. In May, Donald Trump promised a group of donors that, quote, any student that protests, I will throw them out of the country, end quote. And that's more than just bluster, writes Vince over at Mother Jones. Reuters reported that sources said Trump hopes to follow through on the promise one day, on day one of his administration, by signing an executive order prioritizing deporting, quote, international students who support Palestinian militant group Hamas and have violated the terms of their student visas. One piece of the potential infrastructure, I mentioned this in the first hour of the program, is this Stop Terror Financing and Tax Penalties of American Hostages Act. This is the law that's probably going to be voted on this week that gives the Treasury Secretary the power to designate a nonprofit as a supporter of terrorism and strip them of their nonprofit status. He notes the Heritage Foundation, the right-wing group behind Project 2025, has also given Trump a workable plan to stop pro-Palestinian dissents. It's called Project Esther. It suggests deporting, quote, foreign Hamas support organization members, end quote, classifying anti-war nonprofits like American Muslims for Palestine, Students for Justice in Palestine, and Jewish Voice for Peace as members of a shadowy Hamas support organization network that is, quote, attempting to lay siege to our education system, political processes, and government. Get ready. Meanwhile, Ramaswamy is saying, hey, let's nuke the Department of Education. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I will pick up your calls in just a moment as we hit this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson.